Hi, everybody. This is Dani Johnson. And you know what? We are absolutely anticipating a great night tonight on this conference call. The content that I have for you is eight most common mistakes that people make in the area of prospecting. And first of all, you know what? We have about 2,500 of you listening right now live on this Monday night. Let's see, it's April 3rd, 2006. We're already 4 months into the year, and I'm going to give you tonight actually 9 different mistakes that people make in the area of prospecting. And so what you can do is take these things that most people use as mistakes, stop doing them, and you're automatically going to see your numbers improve. Before I get into that content, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who got brought to a business presentation in somebody's home, actually, originally. And at the time, I was a custom decorator, loved my job, was making good money. And I, when I heard about that kind of a business, I thought to myself, well, that just seems to make sense. But I honestly didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything. My parents were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive. And I heard my whole life that I was fat, ugly, stupid, and I couldn't do anything right, and I truly would amount to nothing. And so I didn't have a whole lot of confidence in myself or even the belief that people that came from welfare or came from abuse situations like I had would ever amount or become anything other than, you know, a normal 9-to-5 job and a Blockbuster video. And so after I got the courage to get started, I failed miserably. I talked to hundreds of people. I had quit my job. I came in full-time, which was the first business mistake that I had ever made up to that point, and probably one of the largest ones that I've ever made even, well, no, I've made some big giant ones. But anyway, so I had just failed miserably. I talked to hundreds of people, and nothing was working right. I mean, everybody just gave me the same old excuses. I can't afford it. I'm too busy. I need to talk to my spouse. I need to think it over. Things like that. And I did not know how to overcome those things until I plugged into a training system that was truly professional. Not just a motivational thing, but just true, real equipping to be able to help me build my business. And so I came out of that first seminar, and honestly, I couldn't afford to go. It was extremely expensive. I was going to have to travel and deal with accommodations, and I didn't have the money to be able to plug into that. Came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, bringing in 25 people into my business, went on from there making $51,000 working my business on a full-time basis. Went off and got married to a guy who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. My business had been stolen by some of the crooks in which that I was in business with that I had not known that they were. My business was stolen. My husband was a crook. I mean, everything just fell apart literally overnight. And so here I went from the number one international producer inside that organization to an absolute flop and a failure, living homeless, literally out of my car, showering in public places, terrified nightly that I was going to be violated in some way or stolen from again. And after several weeks of being completely in full self-pity, whining and crying and murmuring and blaming and complaining, being humiliated and embarrassed, I got sick and tired of the life that I had been choosing to live and started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. From that scenario, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, and again, I had no product, no brochures, no phone, no physical address to even have anything shipped to, no credibility, no brochures, no receipt books, no nothing, and was able to, in 45 days, make $18,000 on a part-time basis. Went on to, by the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. All of this happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Currently, I've been doing training seminars in different parts of the world, for thousands and tens of thousands of people. We have tens of thousands of people that plug into the DaniJohnson.com website, which will give you access to 30 hours of free training and equipping to be able to help you build your business more successfully with less time making more money. And so since I made my first million, I've been continuing to build sales organizations. In fact, part-time in 2 years, built an organization of over 20,000 people. No one in my sales force worked more than 10 to 15 hours a week. I had one that worked 20 hours a week like myself. If you'd like to build a business like that, then I highly recommend you go right now to DaniJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. There's free information on that site to be able to help you. Now, I've been doing training seminars, training classes, and prospecting and closing classes. We've got a number of different formats available to be able to help your business be less frustrating and more profitable based on you raising your skill set level in your current new profession. Now, I've helped many people become 6- and 7-figure income earners as a direct result of doing First Steps to Success and creating a dynasty seminars that are totally formatted to be able to really take you from the start of your business to the finish of your business, to be able to take you from going into debt to making a fortune in your business. In fact, I'm going to share a testimony with you at the end of the call that will just completely blow your mind. I just got an email hot off the press that brought tears to my eyes because of the kind of results that this gentleman has gotten after 15 years of failing in this industry, the home-based business industry, plugged into several training seminars with First Steps to Success, creating a dynasty, prospect, and close your way to millions, has just persisted. And you wait and hear what's happened to his business. It's crazy. Now, our call tonight is a free call. If you were to book this call on your own, it would cost you about $600, not including the service fees for the conference bridge. So pay very close attention tonight, as though you were the one that paid out of pocket $600 plus the bridge fees to be able to make this call happen for you and your particular team. And so you'll get a whole lot more out of tonight if you actually pay attention as though that $600 came out of your account to be able to pay for this call. Now, some of you were brought on this call by some other leader, and I have to tell you, you want to get off the phone with me after this is done and go to that person and say thank you that you cared enough about me, that you were willing to turn me on to something that you felt would help me improve all areas of my life. It says a lot about the person that drove you to this call, drove you to DannyJohnson.com, and the reason is their ego is in the right place. They're not somebody that's looking for all the credit. They're looking for someone to see you succeed. For those of you that you are a leader on this call, we want to thank you. We know that several of you have many bridges tapping into this call, and you've got hundreds and hundreds. As one of the leaders that has 600 people on this call right now and has been plugging their people in every single week, every Monday for over a year now. And so we want to thank you. For those of you who are brand new, thank you for being here. Hopefully you're going to gain something out of tonight's call. One of the 9 things I know is going to apply to you. Now, through this call, I want you to be asking yourself, is this helpful to me personally? Can I apply this information to my business? Will I improve my business with this information? Can I profit from this free call? Is it possible to profit from a free call? If you're already doing the 9 things, if you're already doing the opposite of the 9 things, you're not making these 9 common mistakes in the area of prospecting. If you already are prospecting like a professional, and you've already been through, let's say, First Steps in Creating a Dynasty, you've already plugged into various different professional series of training that we have available on our website, then the next question you have to ask yourself is this, is ask yourself, how many people do I have on this call with me? Ask yourself this question. If I had my entire team on this call, would they profit from it, and therefore would I be directly impacted as well? Are there benefits for my team hearing this from somebody else? Is there a benefit from you not being the person that is doing this particular call? Is there a benefit? I can think of many benefits right off the bat. One, not time out of your schedule, not money out of your pocket to be able to pay for the conference bridge to put on this. This call costs us thousands of dollars monthly. Okay. Time in preparation for the call. Instead, all you're doing is directing, promoting, and recruiting. That's it. Okay? Ask this question to yourself. How much would I profit if I had new people each week being exposed to this system that has a track record of quick duplication and putting people to work? I want you to write this question down. You need to ask yourself this. How much would I profit if I had new people each week on a free call being exposed to a system that has a track record of quick duplication and putting people to work? Here's another question. Do I want to work hard or do I want to work smart? These are questions I'm going to ask you again at the very end of this call. Our goal tonight is to knock your socks off. Our goal tonight is to underpromise and overdeliver. Now, the call is free. It's only costing you how much it costs you to make a toll call. You're not paying $600. So obviously we're starting from ground zero, so we should be able to give you some information for free that you will be able to profit from, okay? So pay very close attention. Get out a piece of paper and a pen right now. Go ahead and go to your computer if you have access to the internet at the same time. Go online right now. Go to www.dannyjohnson.com. Get on that homepage. Register as a free member, because I'm going to be directing you to different places on that website so that you don't have to write down, well, you want to write down the places I'm going to direct you to, but more importantly, you want to have that site ready and available so you can be clicking away at finding more information on these topics that I'm going to be giving you, because there's 30 hours of free training and equipping available on this call, available on that website, so that you have it right there at the push of a button, a click of a mouse, so that you can get that information immediately instead of writing it down, forgetting about it, and, you know, a week later, not even remembering what happened on this call, just so that you can make sure and profit the most from the call. Make sure you've got the website ready and available right there at your fingertips. Again, it's D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Okay, number one. Number one mistake that people make in the area of prospecting, and understand that there's two different types of prospectors. There are professional prospectors, and there are amateur prospectors. Now, the difference between a professional and an amateur are very simple and clear. One gets paid highly for their activity. The other one does not get paid for doing their activity. Why? Because their activity and their skill set does not warrant pay for what they do. It's the same with singers and songwriters. There's lots of people that can sing, but there's far less that are actually professional singers. What determines if they're a professional singer is whether or not they get paid to sing. Okay, that is what determines that. There's lots of amateur singers out there that will sing for anybody, anywhere, anytime, and some of them you're telling them, please shut up, don't quit your day job. If they did quit their day job, they would not survive. They would have skinny kids. Are you with me? So there's professionals and there's amateurs. And so you have to decide which side of the fence do you want to be on. Do you want to get paid for prospecting? Or do you want to be in the amateur level, which basically means that you're a hobbyist in the home-based business, and hobbyists in anything don't make a dime. A hobby does not pay, but a professional business does pay profits. So I'm not giving you steps of how to be an amateur. We're going to discover what amateurs do and how come they wind up not making any money in the area of prospecting. So today we're going to be looking at, okay, if I do the opposite of these nine things, I'm going to be a pro. Okay, so number one, fear in your voice. This is one of the biggest mistakes that people make. In fact, all nine of these are the largest mistakes that people make in the area of prospecting. And this is how you know if you're making a mistake in prospecting. If you're talking to people and people are hanging up on you, if you're talking to people and you set an appointment for them to take a look at your opportunity and they do not show up for that presentation or they do not show up for the follow-up call, then you know you have a problem with prospecting, okay? So if you read that script, for example, if you're on the website right now, click on products, find the script, book, and audios. It comes with two audios in there. It'll teach you how to effectively prospect using very professional verbiage that does not provoke objections from the prospect. There's no verbiage in here that'll make the prospect say, is that a pyramid scam? Okay? You don't want to use verbiage that's going to provoke that from people. And so click on there right now, add that to your basket. Okay, so fear in the voice. You can have all the right verbiage. Understand that 93% of all communication is nonverbal. So when you are reading a dynamic script that gets phenomenal results with fear in your voice, it is not going to work. 93% of all communication has to be not what you're saying, but how you say it. So if what you're saying has fear in it, then the prospect knows, A, you're not committed. B, you're not going to be around for very long because you're not going to be able to afford to be around for very long. C, you don't know where you're going. Therefore, they certainly don't want to follow you because they already know how to go nowhere. They don't need to follow someone to nowhere because they've already mastered that plan, okay? So fear, if you have fear in your voice and you sound timid and afraid to ask questions, you feel timid and afraid to get somebody started because maybe you don't know how to help them succeed, guess what? You're not going to bring them even to first base. You're never even going to get them to show up for a business presentation because you are provoking them to not believe in what you're doing because you don't believe in what you're doing. So, fearful. I know that you know how to communicate without fear. There's no question in my mind that you are already a pro at communicating without fear. You do it every day with your spouse. You do it every day with your children. You do it every day on your normal job. You communicate clearly with your best friend without fear. So we already know that it is in your natural makeup to communicate confidently. So if you are not communicating confidently with your script book, then what is that telling you? That is telling you that you are unnaturally communicating because it is natural for you to communicate in confidence. So quit walking in an unnatural state of fear because that is not normal for you to communicate in fear. So however which way you communicate on your job, that's exactly how I want you to communicate with this script. Now, if you're like, but Danny, I really am afraid. I don't know what to do when I get the person started. Well, then find out what to do. If you're on my site right now, in the vault, once you register as a free member, in the vault, there are a number of calls on how to get somebody started properly. In fact, there was a call done that if you mastered the skill that I presented in February, I think it was the second call done in February, third call done in February. Oh, my gosh. No, March, sorry. Yeah, I was in Vegas when I recorded that call. It had to be in March, second week of March or something like that. Just find it. It's how to properly start somebody, how to get somebody going to work within their first week and making money. Those calls are free on that website, so give me a stinking break. There's no excuse for free. Do you hear me? You don't have an excuse not to succeed when there's free information there. And that's information to just get you started. It's an hour-long call. You really want to master it? Then you need to plug into First Steps to Success and creating a dynasty. You want to raise up leadership and know that you know that you know when you're talking to that prospect or you're looking them in the eyes that you know that you will help them to succeed. If they're willing to go to work with you, then you know that you have everything it takes to be able to help them make their business happen. You want to get to that kind of confidence level? Get to First Steps to Success and bring people with you. Okay, so confidently communicate is how you will succeed like a pro. Communicating in fear unnaturally, because that's not natural for you, is going to obviously make you an amateur level of income, which is barely anything at all, if anything at all. Number two, common mistake that people make in the area of prospecting is that they put words in the prospect's mouth. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Putting words in the prospect's mouth. This is a disaster. Okay, so here's a prime example. Some of you who have graduated from one of our training seminars or even graduated from, a prospecting class or closing class or whatever, some of you have now, you've got the North Carolina CDs. In fact, in that product section, you'll see that it's green packaging. It's the foundational keys to your success in the area of building your business. It's totally foundational. If you don't have this, trust me, your competitors are glad you don't, because there are secrets in there that make you bulletproof. Now, maybe what's happened is you've gone from afraid of talking to people to now you've learned some techniques on that on the CDs that were recorded in North Carolina. You have gotten some techniques, and now, woo, the whole world has opened up for you, and you can talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime. In fact, you enjoy it. It's even fun for you. It's challenging. It's stimulating. You're loving it. And yet you're still not quite where you need to be. I'm proud of you that you've broken the barrier of actually starting a conversation with somebody. Now let's take it another step. Now, what we know is that our opponent, our prospect, is selfish. We know this because this is called human nature. So when you know the weakness of your prospect and you know that they are totally selfish, then what you know is it's easy to attract them into your business. How? By putting all the focus on them. Now, what I mean by people that put words in the prospect's mouth, it kind of works like this. If you turn to page 2 and you already have your script book, in the middle of the script it talks about, here are some questions to ask, okay? Now, it says, are you currently working from home? And the person says, no, I'm not. Okay, well, what is it that you do for a living? And they say, well, I'm a cocktail waitress. And if you as the prospector wind up saying, oh, wow, you must be a people person and you must really enjoy being able to work in an environment like that. That's putting words in the prospect's mouth. You want to get the prospect to say that instead of you saying it for them. if you're doing all the talking, they are tuning you out and thinking about what they have to do for the rest of that day or what they're going to make for dinner or whether or not they left the toaster on. If you get them talking, now you are controlling the conversation because they are blah, blah, blahing with their mouth. So let me give you another example of how to do that. What do you do for a living? I'm a cocktail waitress. Really? What kind of a cocktail waitress? And the prospect says, oh, well, you know, I work in a restaurant, cafe, and bar. Okay, well, is this all the same location? Yeah, it is. So tell me about how that works. Do you work all those three shifts? Well, actually, in the morning I come in and actually for lunch we do burgers and fries, and then dinner time it turns into a fine dining restaurant, and then from midnight to 2 is when it turns into a full-fledged raging bar, and that's where it's really exciting. Really, what do you like most about that? Now you're going to keep the prospect doing all the talking. Questions like, well, tell me more about that, or what do you mean by that, or those are great questions to keep the prospect going for it and talking and talking and talking, okay? So real important that you absolutely grasp what that is, okay? And so basically, you want to put words, you want to get to the point where you can be not putting words in the prospect's mouth, but pulling the words out of the prospect's mouth by not only asking the questions that are in the script, but things like, well, tell me more about that, or what do you mean by that, or, oh, well, that's interesting, tell me a little, how does that work? What exactly do you do on your job? I mean, what are the actual tasks that you do on your job? Okay? So these are questions that's important to draw the information out of the prospect. Okay, number 3 is not asking enough questions. This is very common that I see people doing. And by the way, if you change any one of these things, oh my gosh, your results are going to totally blow your mind. Okay, so not asking enough questions. I find this to be very common. For example, the script book on page 2, it says there are some questions to ask, which implies that there are more questions that you can ask. Very important that you do. Don't rigidly go through this section of the script where you're just, one question after another that are just written down here. I want you to expand. Ask more questions. The point of this interview is to learn about the prospect, to find their needs, strengths, and goals. The point of these questions are to really get to know them. What makes this prospect tick? What are they all about? For a couple reasons. One, it establishes trust with the prospect. 2, it disarms them. As they are blah, blah, blah and about themselves, which is the most exciting thing to them is them talking about themselves. The most exciting thing to a prospect is their name and their interests. There's nothing more exciting to that prospect than it's all about them. And so what you want to do is just keep that going. And so, like, for example, you were to ask somebody, well, what is it that you do for a living? And let's say they say, I'm a mechanic. Really, what kind of cars do you specialize in? Oh, well, I work on Toyotas. Okay, well, what kind of Toyotas? Trucks? Cars? Oh, all. What's your favorite one to work with? I like working on the trucks. Why is that? I don't know. I just love the way they look. I own one myself. Are you with me? Now you're getting them to open up. So just if you're genuinely interested in the prospect, this is a very simple thing to do. The problem is that most of us are so busy genuinely interested in ourselves that it's very difficult to be interested in someone else, okay? And so you want to ask a lot of questions. And don't assume that you know what the answer or the profession is. For example, someone says a mechanic, and your brain, you go, oh, I already know what a mechanic is. I don't need to ask any more questions. You're not asking questions for yourself. You're asking questions so that person will talk and that you can discover what it is that makes them tick, what their personality is, what their needs, strengths, and goals are. Okay, number 4 is another very common mistake that people make in the area of prospecting is, and this one cracks me up, is being too nice to people. They're too nice. They are like sweeter than sweet. It is the, I'm buttering you up, and if you really love me, then you'll sign up. That's not how you get people to like you. You don't get people to like you by buttering them up. You get people to like you by getting them to talk about themselves. That's the key, is get them to talk about themselves, not you being super sappy, sweet, and nice that they get a sweet tooth after they've had a conversation with you. Are you understanding me? So don't come across as you're buttering them up. And let me give you an example of what that sounds like. So, for example, let's go back to the script again where it says, you know, well, what do you like about your job? And the person says, well, you know, I like being able to figure problems out, and I like being able to strategically come up with solutions that are going to help the company become more profitable. All right? And then you wind up saying, oh, wow, that is awesome. How fantastic. Oh, that you must be very good at what you do. Blah! Blah, 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 blah. That is so nasty. That is full on kissing up to the person. That's just going to make them want to take a shower, man. That is not going to get them into the business, okay? So let's say, for example, you even the first question on there, you know, are you currently working from home? Ugh. Be you and be the best out of it, please. Just don't try to butter them up. That's not how you're going to get people to like you. That's how you're going to get people thinking, especially if you're a man and you're trying to butter up a woman, she's going to think you want a date. That's going to be a turnoff in a half second. If you're a woman and you're being too sappy sweet, you're going to sound like you're a grandmother reading a bedtime story. That is insulting to the prospect. Insulting the prospect is probably not going to get the MasterCard number out of their hands, okay? So please, don't be like super sappy sweet, overly nice, over the top, and don't be overly excited with your responses either. Like, you know, are you currently working from home? No, I'm not. Oh, okay, wonderful. All right, what do you do for a living? And the person says, I'm a nurse. Oh, wow, how fabulous, great. How long you been doing that? Blah! Come on, guys. Your mindset has to change. That if I could get this person to like me, then they'll sign up. This is true, but your premise is wrong. The part that's wrong is being sappy sweet and kissing up to them, buttering them up. That is not going to get them to like you. What is going to get them interested in you and liking you is you getting them to talk about themselves and then you focusing on what they like. Number five is very similar to number four. Number fifth common mistake that people make is they sound and come across as a sleazy salesperson. Blah! And this is what it sounds like, okay? Sounds like this. Hi, John, how's it going? Well, this is Danny, and I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? Blah! You sound like Howard Cosell. Listen, you're not a sports announcer. You need to be yourself. That is not attractive to people. So if you're, and by the way, if people say to you, is this sales or I'm not a salesperson, that is because you are sounding like a salesperson and they are always listening and watching what you're doing, determine whether or not they want to do it. So whatever you do, do not sound like a salesperson. And again, how you know if you're sounding like a salesperson, A, if people are not there for the follow-up call, B, if they are saying to you, is this sales or I don't like to sell or I'm not a salesperson and I don't want to do this, then chances are you're coming across as a sleazy amateur salesperson. There are some great salespeople out there that earn a tremendous amount of money, but I can guarantee you they are not come across like, do you have a pen and paper handy? They don't come across like that. So just be you. However which way you talk to your best friend. I know you don't talk to your best friend like that. I know you don't talk to your spouse. I know you don't talk to your kids like that. So I want you to be you and be the best of it. Now, how are you going to know whether or not you sound like a salesperson? Record yourself tonight. As soon as this call is done, get on the phone and make a couple prospecting calls. Record yourself and see what you sound like, okay? Same with leaving messages on a voicemail. Don't sound like a sleazy salesperson. Don't sound overly sweet. Sound like you. Be you. And you'll find that that'll increase your numbers immediately. Okay, number six, most common mistake that people make is not identifying the needs, strengths, and goals. Okay? Not identifying the needs, strengths, and goals. Some of you are good at getting people to talk about themselves, but it's just for no reason. You've got to pull out the needs, strengths, and goals of the prospect, and that's how you lead them to the presentation. You lead them to the presentation with the needs, strengths, and goals, not with your product, not with your company, because they're not interested in that. They are definitely 100%, hands down, without a doubt, absolutely interested in their needs, strengths, and goals. So you got to put the focus on the needs, strengths, and goals of the prospect. So a very common mistake that people make is that they don't identify the needs, strengths, and goals, and they don't lead the prospect to the presentation with the needs, strengths, and goals. So let me tell you what that picture looks like. Okay, well, Danny, let me go ahead and give you – actually, okay, John, let me go ahead and give you my phone number. And let me give you the internet – let me give you the website. The website is www.dannyjohnson.com. Again, that's D-A-N-I, johnson.com. Can you read that back to me, please, John? And he reads it back to me. Let me give you my phone number. It's 209-463-5210. Again, 209-463-5210. John, why don't you go ahead and repeat that back to me? I want to make sure we have no problem with communication here. And he repeats it back to me. John, we're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making a decision here real soon. So the sooner that you can get to the website, the better. Depending on what your response is to this information, will determine whether or not we're going to work together and where you fit in on the team. So if you're available, John, actually, do you have internet access while talking to me? And John says, well, sure I do. Great. Why don't you go over to your computer now? And I want to make sure that you have no problem downloading the information that you requested. So, John, tell me, how many kids did you say that you had? You had three? What are their ages? Now I get John talking and about things that are important to him, so he doesn't, there's no dead time, and he doesn't ask me questions while he's walking to his computer. So he knows how to talk about his children while he's walking to his computer. He knows how to multitask and type in a URL while he's talking to me on the phone. Okay, John, were you able to pull up that website? Great. Listen, that website has some key information that you requested so that you can generate that six-figure income that you said that you wanted to make, so that you can pay off your debt, that you can really beef up a healthy retirement, utilizing your strengths of being able to interact with all different types of personalities and actually enjoying the challenge of working with different types of people, you know, all over the country, and really be able to enjoy some of those vacations that you haven't been able to take with your wife in quite a few years. So, John, on that website, in fact, the gentleman that produced that website is Hans Johnson. Hans Johnson is actually a world-renowned businessman who has developed this international reputation of being able to place internet strategies in such a strategic way with the home-based business industry that he has really been able to help a number of people generate multi-millions of dollars in business through using the internet. Okay, and so what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and leave you with the website now. It takes about 15 minutes for you to peruse the information. Again, pay very close attention to what Mr. Johnson has produced on that site, because it will answer your questions on how you will be able to generate that six-figure income, be able to pay off your debt, have some more vacation time with your wife, spend more time with your children, utilizing your skills of being able to interact with different personality types and actually enjoying the challenge of working with people all over the country. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that information now. I'll talk to you in 15 minutes. I've got another interview that I need to conduct, and at that point, we're going to decide whether or not this is going to work out between the two of us. Okay, John? So I'll talk to you soon. I'll be on the phone with you in 15. Bye-bye. All right, so there you go. Through the interview part, I discovered the needs, strengths, and goals. I led him to the presentation. I edified who the expert was of the presentation. I led him with his needs, strengths, and goals. This is so simple to do. Now, I know that some of you have been trying to do it and you're having a hard time. What I'm going to tell you is it's very simple. When you have a level of personal growth, when you have a level of character in leadership, where you truly can identify strengths in others instead of trying to prove your own, this is a very simple task. If you want to master this task, you need to talk to hundreds of people. You need to be a part of, for example, the TELUS seminar in April, April 13th and April 18th. From 6 to 8, I believe, is the times. There is a TELUS seminar where we're going to spend a total of 4 hours, which would cost you $2,400 for you to get this type of training for only $97. For only $97, it has a double your money back guarantee. Plus, we're throwing in the recordings that are being professionally recorded. The MP3 recordings of the class is all going in for you. If you want to master these things, you've got to be a part of an educational environment that will actually equip you with those skills. I mean specific skills. We're not talking a bunch of hype. We're not talking fluff. We're talking real skill development, skills that will pay the bills and beyond the bills. Are you with me? Okay, so let's recap. Number one was fear in your voice. Number two was putting words in prospects' mouths. The number three most common mistake that people make in prospecting is not asking enough questions. Number four was being too nice with the butter-me-up approach. Number five was the sleazy salesman approach. And number six was not identifying the needs, strengths, and goals and leading the prospect with those. Okay, folks, let's go ahead and move on to number seven. Number seven was provoking questions during the company track record information. So, for example, if you're using my script and you're working leads, where it comes into giving the company track record. Even if you're working warm marketing, you want to say, great, let me tell you a little bit about the company that I work with. And that's going to take you 30 to 60 seconds. I have an outline that we give at our training workshops, and I'll go ahead and just kind of give you the example of what that is. So what we do, for example, I had one of my clients last night that was on a specialty conference call for those that were qualified to go to Creating a Dynasty. We had a great two-hour call with those people actually Thursday night, which was profound. I mean, it worked beautifully. And so this is basically what you, this is what he was doing that wasn't working. And what he was saying was things like, you know, our product line, we have a 21-year patent on our particular product. In fact, what the supplier that supplies us with the bottles for our particular product also provide the bottles for Sobe and Red Bull and you know, whatever, Capri Sun. And so, and we are their number one, we're their number one customer because we move more product than most companies do. Saying anything about your product or alluding anything to your product or service is going to only provoke questions right then and there. Well, what is your product? And so, for example, when I was role-playing with him, that's what I said, well, what is your product? And he says, we are actually a botanical drink. And I said, oh, so it's health and nutrition. He says, well, yes, it is. Okay, so basically you're selling vitamins. Well, sort of. We're kind of selling vitamins, but not really. They're not traditional vitamins. Now he was in the defensive posture instead of on a firm interviewing posture. And so you want to make sure that when you tell them a little bit about what your company does in the initial contact, that you do not allude to anything that would provoke questions about what you do. I would not say that I'm in network marketing. That's like the biggest worst thing that you could ever say on the phone to that prospect, because now they already have triggered something in their mind that is negative perhaps about network marketing, or maybe it's positive. I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to be put in that box. I've never represented myself as a network marketer. I can't see any positive reason to represent yourself in that way, because half of the market thinks it's terrible. The other half thinks it's great. It's Russian roulette. I rather lead that person down a professional business approach and let their mind not even go there. And not only that, but I don't want to raise up other amateur networkers anyhow. I want to raise up professional people that are billing sales and marketing teams that are second to none, that are truly professional champions out of the marketplace that are here to make a profit, not to work a hobby. And so I don't want anything to do with what has that connotation to it. So here's what you would want to say. Great, let me tell you about the company that I work with. Currently, we are a 14-year-old company. We have done $500 million in sales. Our first year, we did $50 million. Second year, $150 million. Third year, $300 million. Now we're in our fourth year, and we have done, I mean, now in our 14th year, we're a $500 million company. We're in a multi-billion-dollar industry. We have tens of thousands of reps internationally. We are currently doing business in 21 different countries, just to name a few: Australia, Japan, U.S., and Canada. We have thousands of satisfied clients all over the nation that use our services on a monthly basis and even send us referrals because they believe so strongly in what we provide to the marketplace. We are completely debt-free. We are publicly traded on the NASDAQ. We have been, in fact, John, have you ever heard of Entrepreneur Magazine, Success Magazine, or Forbes Magazine? And he says, well, yes, I have. Well, we have been featured in those magazines 12 times in the last 2 years alone as in the top 5 fastest-growing companies on the face of the planet. We were founded by Mark Jones, and the name of our corporation is XYZ Company. Have you ever heard of us? And he says, yes or no. Great. Now you continue on in the script. There's nothing that I said in what I just demonstrated that would provoke, well, what's the product and how much does it cost and what's this all about? That what I just said did nothing but provoke, wow, 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 wow. And that's exactly what you want to provoke out of your prospect is, wow, wow. Man, that sounds great. Man, that's impressive. That's what you want to provoke, okay? Alrighty. Number eight, most common mistake that people do in the area of prospecting is that they'll say at the end of the script, okay, well, I'll call you in a couple of days. So, for example, they say, okay, well, I'll go ahead and let you look at that website, and I'll give you a call back in a couple of days. There is no urgency in a couple of days. there's zero urgency in a couple of days. When you say, you know, I'll call you, you know, it takes 15 minutes to peruse the website, I'll call you back in an hour. There's no urgency in an hour. There's no urgency in calling them back tomorrow. You need to establish urgency, which automatically produces the fruit of excitement, says it's important, and now is the time to take a look. Okay? So very important. Oops, hold on, I'm going to write some down. Okay, so very important for you to do something like this. Okay, like what I just demonstrated. John, do you have access to the internet while talking to me? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. When he says, yes, I do, great, why don't you walk over to the computer now, and I keep him talking about what's important to him, right? I'll call you back in 15 minutes, all right? That, there is urgency. He's coming to a decision now. Guess what? They want to come to a decision now. They don't want to wait till next week. When it's urgent, now comes into play. Boom. Perfect. Okay. Now, if they say, no, I don't have access to the internet while talking to you. Okay, great. Then this is what we'll do. It takes most people about 15 minutes to peruse the website. I'll call you back in 15. I've got a couple more interviews that I need to conduct between now and then, you know, let them off the phone. Let's say they say, you know what? I'm running out the door. I can't do that. Okay, great. So when will you be back? What's the rest of your schedule look like? And when he says, well, why don't you call me back in a couple days? You know what, John, I'm really sorry. I will have already made my decision on this advertising campaign as to who I'm going to work with by then. So you'd be left way far out of the loop and way behind if we wait a couple of days. You wouldn't even have access to being in the particular position that I'm looking to fill, which is basically at the top of an organization at this point. So what's the rest of your schedule look like for the rest of today, John? Okay, let's say that he says, well, I've got to head out to work. Okay, well, what time is your lunch break? Okay, yeah, I can talk to you on my lunch break. There you go. So you're just, you know, looking for the schedule, okay? There's no urgency in tomorrow. There's no urgency in an hour. There's no urgency in a couple of days from now. So however long your presentation takes, that's how much time you give them to take a look at the information. If the presentation, let's say that there's a conference call, there's a pre-recorded message that they're going to listen to, and the pre-recorded message is 8 minutes long. If you say, okay, the recorded message is 8 minutes long, call that now, and then I'll call you back in 15 minutes, that means they can find something else to do before they listen to the call. If you say, I'm calling you back in 8 minutes, guess what? They got to pick up the phone and dial it when? Now. Do you understand? There's only urgency in now. There isn't urgency in next week, all right? So eighth most common mistake people make is no urgency. They say, I'll call you back in a couple days. I'll call you back in an hour. I'll call you back next week. Next week is not an option. Number nine is not having enough leads, not having enough contacts, not having enough people to get in contact with. This is very common. When you don't have enough leads, I'm going to tell you something. It puts you in a weakened position. You are in absolute weak posture when you don't have enough people to call. I had a lady, a client of mine recently that had said, you know, I'm spending $500 a month on 32 leads. Is that enough leads? My answer is no way. 32 leads, you know, 32 divided by 4 weeks is 8 leads a week. Now, she's obviously buying very expensive leads. However, 8 leads a week will put you in a depression. You cannot build a business on 8 leads a week. Why? Because sometimes you only get a hold of 10% of the people. Sometimes you get a hold of 50% of the people. It depends. So here's the deal. The deal is that you cannot build a business on 8 leads a week. In fact, if you're working 20 hours a week, you can't build a business on 100 leads a week. You can't. It puts you in a very weak position. If you're working 10 hours a week, you can build it on 100 leads a week. No question. But folks, I have clients that are doing 500 leads a week, 1,000 leads a week. Now these are full-timers, obviously. These are professionals. And so I used to prospect 30 to 60 people a day, meaning that's how many people I would talk to. That meant I had to have at least 150 calls a day because I'm not going to get a hold of 150 people a day. Right? So if you don't have enough contacts, I'm going to tell you right now, it weakens your position. That means you need the person on the other end of the phone. You cannot be in that position. If you need them, they can tell. And if you need them, it's just like with what was in high school. The girl that is chasing the guy down, the guy is not interested. But the chick that's playing hard to get, that's the one he's after. Do you understand? We all want what we cannot have. And so if you make the prospect work for it, and they don't have to qualify to work with you, that flips the table on the prospect altogether. But if all you have is 10 leads a week or 20 leads a week, guess what? You need to get a hold of them. When you leave that person a message, they can tell that you need them. No one wants to go where they know they're needed. They want to be where they think they are deserved. That was so good, I'm going to repeat it. They don't want to be where they are needed. They want to go where they feel they are deserved. Why? People are selfish. They're prideful. That's the way it is. So please, get out of the begging position. Get enough leads to work with. Here's what I know. There's a lot of lead sources out there. There's a number of different places that you can get leads. I have worked myself directly, and it's the only company that I actually recommend, only because I know the founder of that company. I know the people that are behind the scenes in that company. I know their absolute core belief system on building a successful business, and their core belief system is this. If they can help you succeed, then they will do well. If they can help you do well with leads and they provide you with good leads, then they know that you will come back for more leads. They're in for the long haul, not the short-term gain. They have the best customer service, bar none, no question, in the entire advertising agency and in the entire advertising industry. Cutting Edge Media is honestly the best I've ever worked with. Now, if you go to my site right now, there's a vendors list. You click on that list. I watch very closely to the responses that my clients have in their experience with Cutting Edge Media. And we'll be the first to say, something's going wrong. And, guys, if you want me to send people to you, you better make sure that our clients are well taken care of. And they have no problem with that because that's their entire intent for their business. That's their objective. So they want to know what things are not going right, and they want to make things right. Do you understand? These are not people that pride themselves on producing the best because they just do some good advertising. They want to produce the best customer service for you as well. And so Cutting Edge Media, Jason Cole is my contact over there. Let him know that DannyJohnson.com sent you, and they'll make sure and take very good care of you. Now, when it comes to leads, I know some of you have had experiences in the past, let's say with Cutting Edge Media or even other advertising agencies, and some of you may have a home that you're working with as far as an advertising agency that you love. Keep working with them. Some of you, your leaders are work co-ops. Many of them get their leads from Cutting Edge Media, but some of them don't. Whoever it is that you're getting leads from and it's working for you, continue to get leads from them. But if you need to expand, if you haven't got a good lead source, I promise you Cutting Edge Media is going to take very good care of you. You send them my name, and I promise you they make sure and go the extra mile for our clients. They truly do. They are, and I'm sure they do it for others as well. But I want to track the customer service that happens with our clients, because as soon as things aren't going right, we're going to make sure and make that right. Okay? We want to see you succeed. So if you've had experience in the past where it hasn't been favorable, I can tell you right now, when it comes to leads, it very rarely is necessarily the lead. It is always the prospector. Because I have clients of mine. Let me give you a prime example. I have a client of mine who, when she first started working leads and Cutting Edge Media, being one of the people that she got them from, or actually she was working with an upline who was advertising through Cutting Edge Media, 3,000 dials she made and got no one started. She bought 3,000 dirt cheap leads, got no one started. Okay? Got a part of our prospecting and closing classes, like similar to the one that's taking place in April. And this is not exactly the same. This one's only a two-day class. It's a two-day teleseminar. These classes she was a part of was 4 weeks long. 2 days a week, she did prospecting and closing at the same time. It was a small little intimate group on the phone where we troubleshoot individually to be able to help people succeed. Now, she got a part of that. She went to several First Steps to successes, bringing people with her and creating a dynasty. She plugged into every product that we had available on the website. She now has a 90% closing ratio with cold leads. She brings in 23 to 25 people a month at the top package, where she was never a year ago able to get anyone started at the top package. Just a year ago, she wasn't able to sign up anybody with their top package, which was $4.99. Now 23 to 25 a month that she gets 90% closing ratio. Check this out. She also tested her skill with six-month-old leads. Those are bad. Those are ice cold. Those are frigid. Those are worse than a frigid wife. Okay? Bad. Six-month-old leads. Terrible leads to work with. She had a 50% closing ratio with six-month-old leads. Why? Not because of the quality of the lead, but because of the quality of her skill. that she had invested thousands of dollars into learning how to get good at. She invested thousands of dollars into her skill, into her personal development, to raise her value to the marketplace, and now has a 50% closing ratio with terrible leads and a 90% closing ratio with good quality leads. Friends, make sure that you have enough leads. Make sure you have enough leads. Do not be stupid about this. Could you imagine a farmer buying a plot of land and not buying any seed corn? Could you imagine a farmer buying a big plot of land, investing thousands of dollars into buying a business, and then say, well, I ran out of money. I don't have any seed corn. Oh, well, you bought the land for nothing. It's the same with those of you who start out with the top package in your business, but you're like, well, I can't afford leads. What's the cheapest way to build a business? Well, it's warm market and lukewarm market. Go meet people. Oh, you don't like that either? Huh. You better come up with something, buddy. Don't be penny smart and dollar stupid. A farmer would not think of buying a plot of land and not having seed corn, not having seed to plant in the field. You cannot think for a minute that you're going to get into business and not have seed to plant. You got to have it. Leads are the seed. That's the bottom line. Okay? You don't plant, you don't reap. You plant sparingly, you will reap sparingly. This is not rocket science, okay? So number 9, most common mistake is not having enough leads. Not having enough contacts, not being able to talk to enough people. I used to prospect when I worked at full-time in the very beginning when I was a nutcase. I worked, prospected 30 to 60 people a day, 6 days a week. Once I got my skill set up much higher, I got some brain cells, I got some reality checks. I'm a mom, I've got 5 kids. I don't have time to do that kind of nonsense all the time. I wanted to work a business 20 hours a week, and I still sponsored the same 40 to 60 people a month on only 20 hours a week. You want to learn how to do that? I can teach you. Why? Because I did it. I can only teach what I've done. I'm not going to teach you something I read. I can teach you only what I've done. Okay, so there we go again. 9 most common mistakes. 9 most common mistakes for prospecting. Let me help you again. Number 1 was fear in your voice. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. You want to change the nonverbal communication as soon as possible. If you want help changing that, Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 6th and 7th, which is Saturday and Sunday. Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 6th and 7th. First Steps to Success, only $297. If you're on the internet, click on Events and Seminars. Register right now for First Steps to Success. Okay? Will it help you identify the fear? No question. At Creating a Dynasty, which is at the end of the month. At Creating a Dynasty, you will learn to get to the root of the fear and rip it out. Fear was planted in you from somewhere. We're going to get to the root on May 26th, 27th, and 28th. May 26th, 27th, and 28th, that's Creating a Dynasty. Whatever it is, you've got issues with people, we're going to get to the root and dig the sucker out. You've got fear in communication with people, fear about your business, we're going to get to the root, we're going to dig it out so that you no longer have to deal with it anymore. We'll plant killer seed of killer beliefs, killer communication skills, phenomenal prospecting skills, listening skills, leadership skills, so that now you've got new fruit that you're going to see coming out of that, okay? So go. You can register for both of those immediately if you want to. So May 6th and 7th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, $297. Creating a Dynasty, May 26th, 27th, and 28th. That one is $497. Okay. The second most common mistake is putting words in the prospect's mouth. Okay? Putting words in the prospect's mouth. Number 3, not asking enough questions. If you do not have the foundational keys to your success, the CDs that were recorded in North Carolina, it's the green CD in the product section, click on that right now, add it to your basket. You need it. If you don't get it, your competitors who are listening right now are happy that you don't have it, because you will continue to fail if you don't go to First Steps and you don't have these foundational keys to your success. Number 4, most common mistake is the butter me up approach, the too nicey nice, giving the prospect a sweet tooth. Number 5, the sleazy salesperson. Anecdote, record yourself. See if you sound sleazy. If you do, stop it. Be yourself, my friends. That's the best way to go out in the marketplace. Number 6 was not identifying the needs, strengths, and goals and leading the prospect to the presentation with the needs, strengths, and goals. Number 7 was provoking questions, during the company explanation. During while you're explaining the company track record, there's information in there that is causing the prospect to ask you questions. Take out the things that cause that to happen. I gave you an example to use. Just copy the example that I use. It's real simple. Number 8 was no urgency. I'll call you in a couple of days. I'll call you in an hour. I'll call you tomorrow. There's no urgency in tomorrow. There's no urgency in a couple of days. You make sure they go look at it now, and you call them back as soon as it's done. Number 9 is not having enough leads. If you don't have enough leads, my friend, you're in what we call lead deficit disorder. It's a terrible disease of no leads, and it'll weaken your prospect. If your posture is weak, you will not be effective in the area of prospecting, okay? So in the very beginning of the call, I asked you some questions. I told you that this is a free call. Was it worth your time? I'm hoping and praying that your answer is yes. I asked you to ask yourself some questions. That is this information helpful to you personally? Can you apply these 9 things that I gave you today? Will this improve your business? Will it help your business to become more profitable? I believe the answer is yes to all those questions. And if you are somebody that already knows how to prospect like a pro, the questions I had to ask yourself was, if you had your whole team listening to this call, would they profit from it? And in turn, would that directly impact you as well? Yes. Are there benefits for your team hearing this information from somebody else? Yes. A prophet is never welcome in their own hometown. You're too close to your team. I'm a stranger from out of town. How much will you profit if you had new people every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time listening to one of these calls? How fast would your business grow if you had new people, let's say 10, if you had 10 new people on this call every Monday night and it's a new fresh contact every week? How much would that help your business? If you had new people each week plugging into a system that has a track record of quick duplication and putting people to work, would that help to improve your business and theirs as well? And the last question was, do you want to work smart or hard? Tonight's call was to help you work smart, not hard. Having people on this call was to help you work smart and not hard. So, friends, our goal was to under-promise and over-deliver. We under-promised by giving it to you for free, which meant I could absolutely bomb this call, and there's no expectation. Hopefully, we over-delivered. Hopefully, you feel that, man, you certainly got your money's worth, which was not a dime. Hopefully, you feel that you got $600 worth out of this call. I promise you, if you implement any one of these 9 things, it will pay you multiplied times $600. Multiply. Absolutely no question. So if you feel that what we gave you for free tonight was extremely valuable, imagine what we have in store for you on April 13th and the 18th at the teleseminar. It starts at 6 p.m. until 8. Go to the website now under events, under coaching is where you'll find that teleseminar. Imagine if you feel that what we gave you tonight was free, that was awesome, that was good, that was killer content that you know you can apply and make a profit from immediately. Imagine what we have in store for you. This was only 1 hour. Imagine 2 solid days. 2 solid, intense days for only $297. Listen, we have people come out of First Steps and say, I would have paid $2,000 for the first 3 hours alone. Listen, folks, we charge very little for what we do because we want you coming out of it going, oh, my gosh, that was over what I paid. In fact, we want you walking out saying, they don't charge enough, which is what the vast majority of our clients say about all of our products and what they say about all of our events is they don't charge enough for what they give. We want you to say that. Creating a dynasty. Imagine 3 solid days, which is just 3 weeks after, 2 weeks after the May event. Imagine you guys are absolutely positioned, clearly positioned, for explosive growth and massive momentum and amazing duplication. That is what you are positioned for. With what we've got going on in April and May, you are absolutely positioned. That's if you have the foresight to see it. That's if you are willing to exchange your excuses of no time and no money, if you're willing to exchange excuses for the results that will be produced out of the April teleseminars, the first steps in Minnesota, and the creating a dynasty in Los Angeles, California. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be exchange of excuses or results coming out of these events. Which one do you want? Which one do you have a desire for? Do you want to get over those excuses and have the results that will, no question, the results will come out of these events? There's no question. It's guaranteed. If you are not satisfied with any one of these events, you get your money back. 100%, no questions asked, no hard feelings, you get 100% of your money back. So, it's either excuses or results. I don't care what you've got going on. Where there is a will, there is a way. I don't care what that kind of circumstance you're in. Where there is a will, there is a way. And if your life depended on it, you could make those three things happen. If your life depended on it, you could make it happen. So here's this. I will see you in Minnesota. I will hear you on April 13th. I will see you in Los Angeles for Creating a Dynasty. And I will see you with people there in your business so that you can have dynamic duplication, massive momentum, and explosive growth. If you've got people at those events with you, you will have dynamic duplication. You will have massive momentum, and you will have explosive growth. You want those three things? Plug people through those systems. Use that teleseminar as a business building tool to help your recruiting numbers go up dynamically in the month of April. For your leadership skills to go up dramatically inside your whole business, then plug in through these events. Gosh, guys, what a blessing. Look at your timing. There's people been waiting since January for Dynasty to come in May. They've been tapping their fingers, tapping their heels, like, when's it coming? At the end of the call, at the beginning, I told you I was going to tell you about a story. Here's a gentleman by the name of David, and he and his wife plugged into First Steps to Success August of 2005. And he says, I have grown both in confidence and skill. I have seen my organization go from one associate and two consultants and 28 personal clients to between 60 and 70 consultants, 48 personal clients, 130 clients total in my organization. My income has grown by leaps and bounds, and I have had the greatest success in my network marketing career, which began in 1991. He's been in for 15 years, and in 15 years had one associate and two consultants. Now it is 70 consultants, 48 clients, 130 clients total in his organization. Can you imagine? Check this out. From the debt reduction plan that we share at First Steps to Success in Minnesota, he says, this past March, because of the emphasis Danny puts on getting out of debt, my wife and I, since last March, okay, have paid off $1,500 in medical bills and $500 in credit card bills. And the last First Steps in L.A. was paid in full. So not only is he making more money, he's paying off debt, and he is also financing his own education for his business. He's not going into debt to plug into all of these seminars. He has been to 4 First Steps, 1 Prospecting Closure Rate of Millions, and 1 Creating a Dynasty. Has it benefited him? Hugely. Could you imagine? 15 years only having one person in your business? Could you imagine? That'd be tragic, wouldn't it? There's some of you that are in that position. Guess what? There's an answer. Do what David and Don have done. Plug in. Plug in and see what happens to your business. You could be the next David and Don. David and Don, I'm proud of you guys. I know you're listening right now. Other than that, folks, I pray that God abundantly blesses your business this week. I pray that he gives you incredible strategy in your business, that the doors open that no man can close, that people are sent to you, strategic people, people that are of a success mindset instead of a poverty mindset, that you are able to work with a spirit of excellence more than you were last week, more than you were even this morning, that you take your business seriously, you raise the level, you change one of these 9 things, and you have a massive impact in the marketplace this week. Until next Monday, folks, I'll be talking to you soon. God bless each and every one of you. Australians, we can't wait to see you this coming weekend. Guys, I'm signing off. This is Danny Johnson from DannyJohnson.com saying goodnight and God bless. Bye-bye.